put on the shirt his mother made, and it went on the air, and he shook it like a chorus girl. And he shook it like a Harlem queen. And he shook it like a midnight rambling baby, like you never seen, never seen. Like you never seen. I was thinking that night about Elvis, the day that he died, the day that he died. I was thinking that night about Elvis, the day that he died, the day that he died. 'Cause he took it all out of black and white, grabbed it one and the other hand, and he held on tight, and he shook it like a hurricane, and he shook it like to make it break, and he shook it like a holy roller, baby, with his soul at stake, with his soul at stake, with his soul at stake.
Monedero y te doy la bienvenida a Blues en las Ondas. Gillian Welch abrió el programa con el suave Elvis Presley Blues, pero esta sinuosa Winding Road de Cuddy Myers está incluida en la banda sonora de la película Al Descubierto, que narra la investigación de los abusos sexuales del productor y magnate Harvey Weinstein.
My life has been a winding road, turning corners never been told. I didn't think that I would make it out. My journey has been far and wide. Where I've ended up, I can't.
culpa de mis formas, de mis ganas, de mis malos vicios. Sigo escribiendo mierdas y aparento sostener buen juicio. Mientras por el camino me golpean, voy tocado y hundido.
Te llegó al alma en mis escombros desde Cocentaina, como Dean Owens te acercará esta melancólica Mother Road.
Born in a small town, I watched them chase their dreams. Heading west to California. From Chicago and Oklahoma, in search of better things. Hope to find it all here, back when the dream was still alive. I joined a band and traveled the mother road. Played every joint from here to Illinois. father was a barber, owned this old shop, helped him out when things got busy. You could do all right for tips out here on 66. I grew up out here on the mother road, seen them come and I seen them go. Never known any other road, other road. By the end of the 60s, the old town had changed. The interstate carried folks away. Everything got faster, leaving me behind. Father died and left his place to me. I don't know why I chose to stay. People moved away and all the businesses closed down. You see, we were off the beaten track. Were empty, just another ghost town. No longer on the map. Town nobody knows. Place nobody goes. I grew up out here on the mother road. Seen them coming, I seen them go. Never known any other road like Mother Road. Mother still find it in the barbershop. Stop by and say hello. I like it out here on the mother road. It's all I really know. I guess I won't ever go till I have to go.
Pierre Jaue se despidió en Right Now desde el País Vasco, aunque Big Joe Shelton te invitará a la fiesta en Ribs and Cat Whiskey aquí, en UPV Radio y bluesenlasondas.net.
Lord, the party is hopping. Everybody feeling frisky on ribs and cat whiskey. Check out Memphis Fat. He knows where it's at. He said, man, I've been digging them ribs and cat whiskey. And the music is rocking. All the party is hopping. Everybody feeling frisky on ribs and cat whiskey. Lucille looking good. I believe she would. Said, man, that's too risky. Take the ribs and cat whiskey. And the music is rocking. Lord, the party is hopping. Everybody feeling frisky on ribs and cat whiskey. Well, the whiskey's smooth and the ribs is hot. We'll party till daylight, as likely as not. And the music is rocking. Lord, the party's hopping. Everybody feeling frisky on ribs and cat whiskey. Give me ribs and cat whiskey. Love those ribs and cat whiskey.
Spat out the poop, pop, doop, top. Thank you.
Bubu Davis demostró que el dinero no da la felicidad en Ain't Got a Dime, mientras que Vince Ray Simpson te llevarán a los 70 en 1975.
When you're about
Saverio Magni te lanzó esa No One Does That Magic Like You llena de amor desde Buenos Aires. Arti Villaseñor, en cambio, rendirá homenaje a Otis Redding en All Your Love aquí, en UPV Radio y bluesenlasondas.net.
Yeah.
Ese potente El Inmortal llegó gracias a Juan Carrizo desde Argentina y Yamendo.com. Pero Gil Scott Heron cantará contra el alcoholismo en este imparable The Bottle.
Uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You see that black boy over there running scared, his old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5, he drink full time, and now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared, his old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done pawned off damn near everything.
Este blues en las ondas me gustaría recordar a un poeta con mucho blues. Y es que Gil Scott Heron nació el 1 de abril de 1949 en Chicago. Su madre era cantante de ópera y su padre fue el primer afroamericano futbolista negro que jugó en el Celtic de Escocia. Sin embargo, se separan pronto y vive con su abuela en Jackson, Tennessee. Con 12 años, su abuela muere y pasa a vivir con su madre en el Bronx de Nueva York. En el instituto gana una beca gracias a sus habilidades con el idioma. En la universidad conoce a Brian Johnson, con quien crea el grupo Black and Blues. Escribe varias novelas influenciado por el Black Arts Movement. En el 70 graba por primera vez en Small Talk at 125th and the Rocks, donde usa la poesía y la música para denunciar temas como la superficialidad en la televisión o el consumismo. El año siguiente graba Pieces of a Man, cosa que repite en el 72 perfeccionando su estilo. Da clases de literatura y escritura creativa en la universidad. En el 74 y 75 colabora con Brian Johnson y en el 75 critica el apartheid en el single Johannesburg. En el 78 llega al número 15 con Angel Dust. El año siguiente canta contra la energía nuclear en el Madison Square Garden. Durante los 80 graba 4 discos y se va de gira con Brian Jackson. Y aunque sigue actuando, a partir del 85 deja de grabar. Pero en los 90, cuando su carrera decae, es aupado por los nuevos estilos musicales y es nombrado el padrino del rap. Sin embargo, en el 93 graba Message to the Messengers, criticando a los propios cantantes de rap. A principios del siglo entra y sale de la cárcel varias veces por su adicción a la cocaína. Aunque en 2009 la BBC Radio le dedica el documental Pieces of a Man. El año siguiente lanza su primer disco en 16 años, I'm New Here, con el que llega al número 5, aclamado por la crítica. Sin embargo, Gil Scott Heron, un poeta con mucho blues, murió el 27 de mayo de 2011. Si bien, durante su carrera fusionó el jazz, blues y soul con la crítica social junto a Brian Jackson. Su contribución fue decisiva para el rap, el hip hop y el neo soul. En 2012 gana un Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Además, lanzan 2 discos póstumos, ya que en 2014 llega al número 3 con Nothing New, cosa que repite en 2020 con We Are New Again. Además, en 2021, Gil Scott Heron fue incluido en el Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised.
The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will not be televised.